Stark dictating on Lacey McCampson. Lacey, L-A-C-Y, McCampson, M-C-K-A-M-P-S-O-N. M-C, M as in Mary, M-C-K-A-M-P-S-O-N. K-A-M, M as in Mary again. Lacey McCampson, date of birth, 1/21/02. And date of visit is /5/16/25. Please make a copy for Suzanne Corum. Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Corum is K-O-R-U-M. Corum. Suzanne Corum, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, hospital illness. This is a 23-year-old female who has a history of Down syndrome. Has been observed to have snoring and apneic episodes. The patient has previously had history for snoring and enlarged tonsils, and apparently had a tonsillectomy done in 06 with adenoidectomy, following which her symptoms of snoring had resolved, but for the past year her mother observes increased episodes of snoring and apneic episodes. The patient also has disturbed sleep. She has gained weight and she has chronic rosacea of the face. The patient also has celiac disease. The next, past history, the patient's past history includes history for tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy in 06. History of exploratory laparotomy and bowel resection in January 02 for bowel obstruction. The patient also had repeat exploration with bowel surgery for obstruction done in July 23. The patient has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Allergies, latex, and benzoyl peroxide. Next, habits, no history of smoking or alcohol use. Next, family history. Mother, age 61, in good health. Father, is also in good health. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review. Patient has no fever but has fatigue and apnea. has no cataract. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has wheezing and snoring episodes and no cough. She has hay fever and hives. She has abdominal pains, nausea and heartburn and rectal bleeding. She has constipation, denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no depression, no anxiety, no easy bruising. No. She has muscle stiffness and no seizures, headaches or memory loss and no skin rash. I'm sorry, she does have skin rash on the face and itching. Next, MedList Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight young female who has a flushed face with facial rosacea. Her blood pressure 120 by 60, pulse 86, respiration 20, temperature 972, weight is 140, saturation 98. HGND anomospheric. Pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the heart is regular, so no nest, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowels are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflections of 1 plus with no gross, small deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no dead. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Impression number one, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three is a history of Down's syndrome. And number four is anemia. And number five is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been, the patient's mother was advised that a home sleep study will be arranged since that is what she prefers. And weight loss was discussed. Chest x-ray to be ordered. And follow-up visit to be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Suzanne Corum, K-O-R-U-M. Suzanne Corum, APRN. Thank you.